BRADFORD, a South Simcoe police officer charged with 9 counts of discreditable conduct, is also being remembered as a devoted husband, loving father, son, brother, uncle, nephew, cousin, and a friend to many. In an obituary posted to the Peaceful Transition Funeral Home website, family paid tribute to Const. Paul Catling, who they say died suddenly on December 11th at the age of 47. His passing leaves an irreplaceable void in the lives of all who knew him, the obituary reads. Paul was raised in a family that instilled in him the values of kindness, hard work, and empathy. He carried these values throughout his life, leaving a lasting impact on everyone he met. Catling wore many hats, professionally, working also as a golf course superintendent, mortgage broker, and landlord. Regardless of the role, he was known for his ambition, intelligence, and unwavering commitment to doing his best, the obituary says. His colleagues and clients admired his dedication and integrity, and he always found ways to make those around him feel valued. However, it is as a constable that Catling gained broad notoriety. He was facing a tribunal stemming from charges laid under the Police Services Act. South Simcoe Police received a complaint on October 27, 2023 from the Office of the Independent Police Review Director that involved an interaction with a female that constituted a sexual assault allegation, the department said in a news release earlier this fall. South Simcoe Police then contacted the province's Special Investigations Unit, SIU, which invoked its mandate. The constable, a 15-year veteran of South Simcoe Police, was initially assigned to administrative duties, but then went on leave. The SIU completed its investigation and determined it was unable to lay criminal charges. However, through investigation of the initial complaint and further information that was revealed, it was determined that a Police Services Act investigation was warranted, South Simcoe Police said. South Simcoe Police asked the Barrie Police Service to investigate the matter. It decided 9 counts of discreditable conduct were substantiated involving 2 complainants. Catling made 3 appearances at the tribunal. The first was held virtually on October 25, but the matter was put over at that time to a teleconference on November 26. There, it was revealed the police association still had not assigned legal counsel to Catling. As a result, the matter was put over to December 12, but that teleconference was cancelled at the last minute, due to unforeseen circumstances. But Catling was also passionate about staying active and living life to the fullest, according to the obituary, attending sporting events, enjoying concerts, traveling with his wife and playing pranks. "I'm sorry for your loss, especially these hard times in life," wrote Pam Summers on the obituary page. "You will be deeply missed by many people." Others had similar messages. "My deepest condolences for the loss of Paul," said Ted Costanzo. "You are in my thoughts. Hopefully the memory of his life will ease the pain that your family is going through at this time." Todd Smith said the family has his unending support. "Our entire family sends you all our love and compassion," he wrote. "We know what a fabulous, kind, hardworking person Paul was." The cause of Catling's death has not been confirmed to Bradford Today and Innisfil Today. He is survived by his wife, 2 daughters, parents, and brother. "Paul's memory will live on in the hearts of those who had the privilege of knowing him," said the obituary. "He was, and always will be, deeply loved." A memorial service was held over the weekend at the Barrie Country Club. The family is requesting donations be made to the Canadian Mental Health Association at cm-art-talking.ca.